Good afternoon. I am from the CDC. I am an Epidemic Intelligence Service Officer, but I am assigned to the Alabama Department of Public Health. So my talk today is about increased incidence of acute hepatitis B in a rural county in Alabama. Acute hepatitis B is a viral disease that can become chronic and lead to serious health issues, including cirrhosis and hepatocellular carcinoma. It has also been linked to various other conditions outside the liver. Transmission routes are varied and involve exchange of infected body fluids, such as blood or semen, from one person to another. Common routes involve sexual contact, injection drug use, and mother-to-child transmission during pregnancy or delivery. Acute hepatitis B is a reportable condition in Alabama. When our Infectious Diseases and Outbreaks Division receives a report of a potential acute hepatitis B case, an investigation is opened in Alabama's National Electronic Disease Surveillance System, known as ALNBS. The ARIA investigators then interview the patient to obtain demographic information, history of potential exposures or risk factors, and any other pertinent medical information not given by the provider. Perinatal hepatitis B cases are investigated by the Immunization Division and are separate from this process. During a recent investigation of a potential acute hepatitis B outbreak in an urban county, our state epidemiologist noted through ALNBS data that a nearby rural county, which I'll refer to as County X, had had more cases in that year than the county of the outbreak. County X also had about one-tenth of the population that the urban county had. Based on this observation, a new investigation was started to better understand the extent of the problem in County X. The objectives of the investigation were threefold. First, we evaluated how the incidence rate of acute hepatitis B in County X compared with the other counties in Alabama. Second, we compared the exposures reported by cases in County X to those in other counties in Alabama to find any significant exposures. Finally, we conducted an ecologic analysis of risk factors relevant to the transmission of hepatitis B and compared County X with other counties in Alabama. The time period of 2012 to 2015 was used to maintain consistency because the CDC CST case definition for acute hepatitis B changed in 2012, and that definition is what Alabama uses to classify cases. The data for acute hepatitis B cases and their specific exposure information was obtained from ALNBS investigations. For the ecologic analysis of county risk factors, three separate data sources were used. Drug-related crime counts were obtained from law enforcement data, and EMS naloxone use and STI HIV counts were obtained from their respective divisions within the health department. Using the data from ALNBS, acute hepatitis B case counts were used, as well as county population numbers from the U.S. Census, to estimate the four-year cumulative incidence of all counties in Alabama. For the second objective, the exposures reported by those cases were analyzed using clustered logistic regression to compare the odds of exposures in County X cases to those in other counties combined. There were only 47 counties out of 67 that reported hepatitis B cases in our time frame, so counties with zero cases had no data available for analysis and were therefore excluded. For the ecologic study, negative binomial regression was used to compare rates of drug possession arrests, EMS naloxone use, and STIs in County X with all other Alabama counties as a predictor of acute hepatitis B infection rates. Data was available for all 67 counties. When looking at basic demographics for cases in Alabama, we notice that the age distribution is very similar. But when looking at gender and race, you see more of a difference as shown in the red boxes. Most cases are male in County X. However, other counties have a higher percentage of male cases. When looking at race, almost all cases in County X are white. Other counties also have a majority of cases that are white. However, almost 20% of their cases are black. The results of the cumulative incidence analysis revealed that County X had the highest incidence in the state of Alabama with 57.8 cases per 100,000 persons. The remaining counties had incidence rates that ranged from 0 to 31 cases per 100,000. The case exposure analysis looked at 12 separate exposures. This table shows exposures in the 6 weeks to 6 months before symptoms that had a significantly greater odds of being reported in County X than in the other counties. History of recent hospitalization, illicit non-injection drug use, and receiving a tattoo were also among the most reported exposures among County X cases. In contrast, history of incarceration greater than 24 hours, dental work or oral surgery, and outpatient IV injection or infusion in the 6 weeks to 6 months before symptoms had a significantly lower odds of being reported in County X compared to the other counties. History of injection drug use, exposure to blood, and piercing in the 6 weeks to 6 months before symptoms was not significantly different between the counties. Injection drug use is an important risk factor for hepatitis, and although it was not significantly different among the counties, it was still one of the most commonly reported exposures in County X. Never having had a hepatitis B vaccine was not significantly different between the counties. Most cases in County X did not have that vaccination history. Ever having been incarcerated for 6 months or longer had a significantly lower odds of being reported in County X cases compared to the other counties. I will now discuss the ecologic analysis. When looking at the four risk factors as predictors of hepatitis B infection rates in County X versus other counties, we did not find any significant association. EMS naloxone use was used as a measure of potential opioid overdose, as it is a reversal agent commonly used for suspected heroin overdoses. Although it was not found to be a significant predictor of hepatitis B infection in County X, it is important to note that County X had the highest incidence of naloxone use during EMS calls in the entire state. Based on the analysis, it is clear that County X has a greater incidence of acute hepatitis B than other counties in Alabama. The case exposure analysis highlighted a few exposures that could be contributors to the high incidence: exposure to a blood-contaminated object, receiving a tattoo, and non-injection drug use could be having an effect on transmission. Recent hospitalization, however, might be more indicative of severity of disease or how they were diagnosed. The ecologic study did not show any significant predictor to infection in County X compared to the other counties. However, it is worth exploring why County X has the highest incidence of naloxone use during EMS calls in the state. The study was not without limitations. Exposures reported by the cases did have a large percentage of missing data, which could have skewed the results of the analysis. The drug possession arrest, EMS naloxone use, and STD data in the ecologic study were not associated with specific acute hepatitis B cases, and therefore we cannot assume that those are reflective of the behavior of those cases. Drug possession arrest data was not specific for just injected drugs, which are of interest due to the transmission from needle sharing. The high rate of acute hepatitis B infection in County X is concerning. The direct cause of why this particular county appears to be more affected is still unclear, although the results of this investigation seem to suggest that drug-related behaviors might play a role and need to be explored further. The high percentage of hospitalizations was also significant in the analysis and may indicate an issue with when and how this population seeks medical care. Acute hepatitis B investigations need to be improved so that more complete and reliable data is available to inform future interventions. Perhaps analyzing related conditions such as hepatitis C and HIV might yield better information on risk factors in County X. Programs that target risky behaviors, such as injection drug use, should be explored, especially if analysis of other conditions that share this risk factor show that County X has a higher incidence. These programs might include educational programs, testing resources, or needle exchange programs. Based on the significant number of cases hospitalized, access to healthcare needs to be investigated to understand if these patients lacked access or resources to seek medical care until they were very sick or if there are other contributing factors. I would like to thank the following individuals for their help during this process. Thank you.